Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You're there, you're in New Orleans. Do you have a lean on the Super Bowl? Because I'm just surprised by the number of people who are picking Philadelphia when I just don't understand ever picking against Patrick Mahomes.
So let me ask Channing this. Channing, who are you going with? Because depending on your answer, it could lead to a theory with conversations that I've been having this week. Who are you leaning towards right now, Channing?
You know, I've never wavered after the AFC Championship game. I know that Andy Reid, I know Steve Spagnuolo's approach, they are going to keep it close till they get late. It's going to be in the fourth quarter, and like they've done the entire time that they've been together to win 2 Super Bowls in a row, and now they're going for the triple. I don't know if I can say three-peat because I got to pay Pat Riley $20, yeah. Hawk told me. It's going to be a close single-digit game late. Patrick's going to get the ball, and he's either going to seal it or he's going to win it if they're down. I just can't bet against that because I've watched it too many times.
So you've gone into my theory, because when I was out last night with Pat and Brian, they thought that the Chiefs were going to win, and they actually were getting annoyed that I said the Eagles were going to win. Micah Parsons said he thinks the Chiefs are going to win. So I feel as if players believe the Chiefs are going to win because they just said everything you just said. But I think a lot of fans and analysts and talk show hosts, they look at the Eagles as the better team 1 through 53. Now, hey, the Eagles could have a better team 1 through 53. Ultimately, when you got Mahomes and you got Chris Jones and you got Spagnuolo and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, guys that just know how to win at such a high level, you can never count them out. But I just think there's too much here for Philadelphia where they'll be able to do what the Texans couldn't do, because the Texans played really well in that first half defensively and the Eagles have a better defense. So I think they could expose that offensive line a little bit, and then they'll have the offense to put up more points in the first half to kind of distance yourself. And then you're probably right, it's a sweat all the way to the end still, because you never count Mahomes out until he's just, you know, walking off the field, losing the game.
Can you get a vibe there in New Orleans yet on which team is better represented, or it's still too early in the week?
So I'm staying in the Eagles hotel, actually, in the Hilton. So I've just personally
so you're surrounded
seen,
by Eagles fans.
Big money.
Yeah, so I'm seeing more Eagles, so it's tough for me to kind of garner, you know, one way or another, just because there's so many Eagles in our hotel and, like, players, you know, wives and families and things like that. So I have just seen more Eagles, but I think later in the week you got a better sense. I would imagine there'll probably be, like, what, 60-40? I know it's not always just Eagles or Chiefs because there's so many corporate people here, but I would say that there would be a little bit more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans here.
Did you engage Jason Kelce in the private gambling room, or did you just let him do his thing?
I was respectful. You know, he's just such a nice guy, and he's just such a down-to-earth human being, and there wasn't a lot of people in the room. So I was respectful. You know, I'm a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. I know how to fit in when you're in places that you really
belong. Did you blurt out your resume real quick so he knew you were a talk show host? Like, how did you approach that?
No. So when I worked in Philly, I covered the Eagles a little bit, and I used to work for WIP. So there was, like, a little familiarity. Like, I think he looked at me and he was like, oh, I've seen this guy before, because years ago we used to joke about Temple and Cincinnati whenever they would play up against one another.
Kev, do the guys know that you do radio? Like, do they know what your job is, or they just BSing with you? Like, you're just one of the boys.
I think the players that are just out of the league that are trying to get in the business, they know what I do. Then, like, there are some players like Justin Jefferson I see every year, and right, he said that he's going to be the best receiver on my show. But, yeah, when I go out into that function, I don't think necessarily everyone knows what I do. But, and I'm a vibes guy. I'm going to enjoy the city, right? Get me a shrimp po' boy. Get me a Cajun ribeye, you know, good drink, and just have a good time.
And do you respect this is between me and you. I just had a run-in. It's funny, Hawk, at the David J. Posnick, Jason. At the where my kids go to school, and Stephon Diggs was there, and we were just sitting there BSing in the parking lot, and we're talking, and he said
Hold
something.
On a second. You and Stephon Diggs are having a convo in the parking lot of the JCC.
He's going over there to work out because he works out with what's it called.
God bless South Florida.
Al Chemist. And I'm dropping Chaz off at preschool, and we're talking, and he said something, and I saw his eyes light up and click and be like, bro, no, don't say that on air. Don't say that anywhere. And
yeah,
I was like, no, I got you, big dog.
I think when you're in an access like that, there's a lot of off-the-record stuff, and if you're with people that trust you, I think you keep that to yourself. And then there are some stories like the one that I shared, like in the room that we were in last night. That's not anything crazy, but I think there's some things that you understand that there's a line of things you can't share than things you can't.
Did you take any pictures? Did you ask anyone to take a picture with you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I do that. It doesn't matter to me. I'll do that for anyone. I don't care what the ground rules are. If I'm around a famous person, I am getting a picture with them.
That's fine. That's maybe why you're not in the same circles chanting an iron, I guess. I could say that now.
No doubt.
hey, Gelby, I'll hit BMAC and see where y'all will be at tonight, and we'll just go hang out.
That's funny, Crowder, because Sid Rosenberg and I
He's going to be like, Gelb's on the radio talking about our night last night, and Channing's just going to blow up my cover. That's what's going to happen here.
Sid Rosenberg and I, Crowder, we were having a conversation. We were in the parking lot of the NAACP Delray office. And so he said to
you know
me,
what? Delray office.
You know what, Channing? I may come over there and punch you in the face and channel my inner Vic Bermudez. I'll treat you like Sid, all right?
Delray office.
All right, we'll see you, Gelby. Enjoy New Orleans. Don't get in any trouble.
You got it. I dropped a lot of names, like Sid Rosenberg. You know, I did a lot of that.
That'll keep you out of trouble.
That's your friend. Those are your friends.
My dear friend. Zach, catch you later,
Zach Gelb. There from the Infinity Sports Network. Very good stuff from Radio Row.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.